It's time for the moment you've been waiting for. Da 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 da. Preparing
the worst show on the internet.
Hello, I'm Keen Kupal.
Hi, I'm Nita Valdina.
Hi, I am Ivan Ignorante.
And we are happy to offend. This show is not for the faint at heart. Sex, alcohol, debauchery, you name it, we got it. If you're suffering from wokeness, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Now on with the show. And welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. Yes, we have been out for 2 weeks. And we are back. We are fucking back. I've been Keen Kupal.
I'm Unique Salonga.
Unique Salonga.
I'm Mika Maldita.
Mika Maldita.
And our guests, this is Kyle Mangkukulam. I don't know.
Kyle Mangkukulam.
Hey, Kyle.
And then we have Miguel.
Miguel Lakitite.
Miguel Lakitite.
Hey!
Miguel Lakitite. One word lang yun.
Miguel Lakitite.
Habarat.
Alright guys, kamusta kayo? Kamusta ang buhay? Kamusta ang buhay in the past 2 weeks? Let's start with,
wala.
Malala.
Start with Rev. Wala.
Patay lang yung buhay ko.
Bakit naman
just nag-start yung quarantine, men.
Gago same.
Wala. Diba? Parang wala ka nang ginagawa, lagi kang nakaiga, tapos wala ka nang wala na ako sa mood mo ay pag-usap sa kahit kanino.
Wala akong shabu.
Gago ko rin narinig ko shabu, guys.
Wala kang shabu ang puta.
Siyempre, kailangan mo bantayan yung sarili mo. Kailangan mo bantayan yung sarili mo.
Watch out for the popo.
Mukha ba? Kapanipaniwala ba?
Actually, yeah. Actually. If I'm gonna be honest.
Eh, de whoops.
Siguro ko lang lagi tayo nagagawa na kapaniwala.
Pero pag walang bigote, efas naman siguro. Like a tad bit.
Yeah. It's the Shabu mustache, man. It's the Shabu mustache.
Ano yung sinusubo mo, Mika? Ano yan?
Popsicle stick, sorry.
Ah, okay.
Subong-subo na yan si Mika eh.
Naimisa niya titi ko, pare.
So, Kyle, how was your week?
Ganyan kasi kaliit titi mo. Ganyan kaliit titi mo, Lens.
Kala mo makakatakas ka dito?
So how was your week, Kyle? Tell us about your week. Was it great? Was it
Napagod.
Bakit naman ganoon? Bakit anong mayroon?
Hindi ko rin alam. Actually, hindi ko rin alam. Right now. Wala lang, nagde-deliver lang ako. Deliver work and doing priorities and shit like that. Pagluto, ginagawa kay Ponyo.
Musta si Ponyo?
Tapos maligo. Hirap maligo eh. Si Ponyo? Gusto niyo makikita si Ponyo?
Oh.
Yes, we're all demanding it. Show Ponyo,
Ponyo is Kyle's dog. I wanna see that shit, man.
Go. Faster.
Ponyo!
There's a lot of dead air, man.
Hamaya na lang!
Natuwad pa.
Na!
Right. Send na lang ako pictures sa inyo.
Tayo naman, I think lahat tayo dito is like, yung routine natin daily is like, it's either kain, work, jakol. Or if walang work, kain, do something, and jakol. And it's just a cycle.
Maharap sa computer, man.
Yeah, di ba? Pero, para sa iba, hindi nila magawa yun ngayon. Which brings me to our first segment, which is Meanwhile in the Philippines. And anyway, If you're living under a rock, I think you know what's happening in the Philippines right now, especially in Marikina, which where Unique is living right now, Cagayan and Tugigarao. Sa pa ba? Sa pa ba, Ivan? Sa pa ba?
Rizal.
Oh, Rizal.
Yeah, Rizal.
Ano ba ba? Actually, di ko alam.
So there's another one pa.
Kainta, ganun. Di ba Kainta? Doon na ba yun?
Kainta, Rizal. Yeah, they're all magkakasama, yeah.
La William, gago. Sila Ruo.
Already?
Oh.
So, di ba they're Pasig, though? Or hindi?
Hmm?
Pasig sila, di ba?
Si William parang border ng Pasig and Kainta, eh.
Ah, damn.
Tapos bangba sa loob nila. Kahit kila Ruada man. Parang hanggang tuhod.
Yeah. Ito yung kusan din si Harvey eh, diba?
Hindi si Harvey, taga BGC na eh. Pero sa Marikina naman, yung friend ko na nag-post na yung mom niya, yung bahay nila doon, wala na. Parang yung tuktok na lang ng bubong yung kita.
Putang.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Diba? Sa Marikina, diba? Buti sa inyo, hindi.
Yeah. Ano, kasi sa Marikina, meron yung sa ilog, may village doon and yung other barangays doon. Parang yun yung basically pag malapit ka doon, pag bumagyo, matik lubog yung bahay niyo.
Matik talaga, man.
Eh kami, medyo malayo kami.
Oh, God.
Actually, kakagaling ko lang doon kanina and tumulong ako maglinis doon sa house nung pastor namin sa church.
Nice.
Is it?
Matanong lang, is this worse than Ondoy or is it the same level of destruction?
Actually hindi ko masabi.
I don't think so naman.
Yeah.
Parang pareho silang malala eh. Pareho silang malala.
Oh.
It's like parang
Ondoy kasi parang nakapag-prepare din kami.
Oh, so kaya,
I think yun lang yung difference talaga sa Ondoy kasi yung sa Ondoy kasi it's a lack of preparation of mga locals in
which were
hit really severely. Dito, I think a lot of people had like information na parang mangyayari yun. Mm. But then, one thing that I could see sa news is the yung mga pets, some of the
owners, I saw that, their man. Pets.
Why you do this, man?
Parang why would you do that? Why would you do? Kung ayaw mo na, pakawalan mo, di ba? Huwag mo itali doon.
Exactly. I know na kailangan mo i-save sarili mo. But, let's put ourselves in the shoes of these people. I think kasi, most of these people, hindi na in-expect na lulubog bahay nila. You think?
Oh, man.
Actually, pagdating dito sa Marikina, minsan alam mo talaga kung lulubog ba kayo.
Oh, actually, Marikina, parang it's like on automatic eh, no? Pag, uy, Marikina ka, lubog bahay mo. Parang
ganun. Ano ba? Paano ba yung baha dyan, Ivan? Flash flood ba siya na parang bigla na lang mag-erase yung flood na within a minute?
Di ba may malapit na river sa inyo?
Mga ganun.
Hindi eh. Actually, may parang
bagal yung progress niya of rising.
Mabagal. Tapos parang merong mga sirens pagka tumataas yung water level sa inyo. Parang at least ma-warn yung mga citizens na, uy, tumataas yung ilog.
Diba? They have enough time if they care about their pets or mga dogs or cats or whatever they're taking care of, they have enough time to actually save them from where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's get this straight. So, pag taga Marikina ka, so it's kind of like an automatic na alam mong malulubog bahay mo. Right?
Hindi. Pag Marikina ka, tapos malapit ka sa ilog, parang yun, automatic na. Oh, ganun.
Pero how about these people na may mga asong nalubog. Do you think they knew? Or they were just like plain oy puta na matay na ako, so whatever, takbo na tayo. Tapos, oh shit, nalimutan natin si ano, si Brownie. Tang ina.
Was something like that.
Brownie ang puta.
I think it depends. Kasi sometimes you don't know the other side of the story. Like, yeah. Kunyari, makita natin sa media Brownie. Na parang, uy, ito may asong patay, ganto ganyan. Ang isipin ng mga tao, ng mga nagbabasa, is like, parang iniwan nung owner, ganto ganyan.
Mm.
Pero ang naisip ko lang dun is, what if parang yung aso, nasa bubong silang lahat, tapos yung aso biglang tumalun dun sa baha, ganun.
Hindi, may nakatali. Nakatali yung mga aso eh.
Ay, yung mga nakatali. Yeah, like, naka-unleash pa rin sila. Like, sige, there's a door or whatever.
There are a lot of things to, like, if you're gonna try to...
Honestly, I just think they're assholes. Plain assholes. Parang, ganun.
It's either...
Shit about animals.
That can be one. The other thing is, the owner can be not at home.
Pwede rin.
There's a lot of factors to take into account naman talaga.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't shame the owners. We can't shame the owners, but at the same time, shame on you. Somebody just died because of you. Diba? It's si kind of like that. Yeah, namatay si Brownie dahil sa iyo. I don't want to see that shit, man. I'm not even gonna edit it. I'm not gonna put those dead dogs in this in the episode. Tayo na,
Can
GZ. Alam mo Rev, kung saan ako naawa sa mga langkam na nalulunod.
Oh, nakakaawa sila. So kaya alam mo yung babies na stranded? Nakita mo yun? Man, gago! Ang dami!
Ha?
Sad. Babies na stranded?
Sad bro. Kitang-kita ko yung struggle eh.
Nagmamakaawa sila eh.
Nala.
Tangina nyo? Bagay kayo sa palabas na to, tangina.
Kaya nagmamakaawa sila. Kung makikita mo yung mga ipis na yun. Fuck.
Si Brown.
Para mas okay pang okay pang tapakan ko na lang sila kaysa mas stranded sila dun.
Tayo na gano'n.
Tayo na mo, bre.
Justice for the ipis.
Justice for the ipis, gago. What the fuck?
Justice parang yun yung Joe's apartment. Alam mo yung daming ipis.
Oh, just gago.
Justice. And ewan ko kung related sa justice to. Basta tayo na, ano thoughts nyo sa pagka-promote kay Fares Motherfucker into a PNP general?
Sino to si Harry Duque?
Dependence yun na si Sinas. Tangina, I think it's parang pinapakita na lang, it's like sobrang obvious. Like, in a way, parang sinasabi na wala na silang pakialam kung kahit makapansin na ng mga Pilipino. Kasi wala din, in a way, kasi wala ka rin magagawa. If gets mo ako. It's like, revolution na lang kailangan talagang sagot para mas...
Power is power.
Yeah, so, anyway. Ito, si The Bold Sinas kasi. Siya yung sumikat na during ECQ. Fucking ECQ ha, yung time, like the darkest time of the quarantine.
First ECQ pa, season 1.
Season 1 ng ECQ. Season 1. Anyway.
Sitcom.
Men, tangin na nag-birthday party, gago. Nag-birthday party.
Oh, yun yung dude.
Yeah, isang police, mas mataas na ranking.
Yeah, yung biglang may party na sobrang dami sila.
Men, during ECQ.
Commander General Hotdog.
That yung time na sobrang confused pa tayo lahat na anong pwedeng gawin. Kasi ako nung time na yun, ayaw ko talaga lumabas na eh. Kasi
yeah, same.
Pero itong gagong to, kung tayo na, nag-party pa siya gago. Eh, di ba illegal yun? Ina.
Oh.
It was illegal. Tapos tila mo gago.
Motherfucker is now general gago.
Gago PNP chief na siya. Which just shows na sobrang fucked up nitong nangyayari ngayon. Which brings us
natin.
Which brings us to fucking which brings us
minion.
To this general party.
Anyway, so let's segue to yung the man on top. Ivan, you take the lead dito.
Man, you guys have no idea how furious I am. and this.
Ingatan mo lang, ingatan mo lang mga sabihin mo kasi tanga na, sa lang dito. Tayo na, you don't listen na
serious.
Man, putang ina. His bitch. His fucking bitch thinks that he's God. Kasi there's this hashtag that has been spreading, like hashtag nasaan ang
pangulo.
That guy.
Nasaan ang pangulo?
Yeah. I don't want to make it too obvious because ayoko ma-red tag. Ganun. Anyway.
Man, wala din masyado nanonood sa atin eh, so fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. So, okay. Yung hashtag nasaan ang pangulo. Yung bitch ni Duterte, which is si Harry fucking Roque, sinabi, hindi po dapat tanungin nasaan ang pangulo. Yan po ay kalokohan lang ng opposition. Ang presidente po ay hindi nawawala. Lagi po natin siyang kapili.
Man, ano siya? Like, ano siya? Holy Ghost?
Ano siya, Diyos?
Same thought, man! Same thought! Tangina!
Ano siya? Omniscient and omnipresent, motherfucker!
Juice siya, man.
Juice.
Eh, nahanap ko eh.
Gesto.
Tangina, man. Tangina. May nakita akong TikTok. Kanina lang. Sabi was like, bakit DDS ka pa or whatever? Tapos, sinabi, in-explain niya. Tapos sinabi na, si Duterte naman lang kasi, hindi naman niya hindi naman niya matitigil yung pandemic, hindi daw niya matitigil yung bagyo. Men, putangina. Hindi naman kasi hinihingi ng taong bayan yung pagtitigil ng mga yan. Kasi it's a natural occurrence. It's an unfortunate event. Alright? Sa pandemic, it's more of a you should have done something before it became bigger. Kasi man, may nag-positive na incheck dito nung like February, diba? It was like one. It was just one. So boy, putang ina, sabi niya, hindi daw
sobra. Instead of banning flights from China, diba?
Exactly. Hindi niya binan yung flights. And look what's happening right now. Tayo na, 400,000 na yung positive sa atin. Ito naman, putang inang bagyo na to, yung nangyayari. Madaming namatay, madaming casualties, and whatever, madaming brownie na namatay.
And where the fuck is the president, ha?
Oh,
where
like,
the fuck is the president?
Nandun na sa bahay, natutulog, or whatever, tayo na.
Yes,
compared sa mga
lang,
mayor,
share ko lang.
Diba?
Saludo ko sa mayor na, Mayor Marcy Teodoro is the fucking best man, putang ina. Kasi, man, tang ina, sumulong siya sa baha para lang i-monitor kung ano nangyayari dito sa Marikina. Duterte, anyari sa'yo, bro? Nag-helicopter ka? Malamang, makikita mong baha. Gago.
Tayo na explain pa niya, gago. Huwag daw siya maligo. Ay, hindi daw siya pinapayan lumangoy. Tayo na, man, hindi ka scuba diver. Hindi namin in-expect na lumangoy ka. We just need you to make plans. Plan out shit. Just basically it. Just make plans. Which he didn't even do. He just explained himself why wala siya.
Oh, shot muna tayo dyan.
Shot tayo. Wait, shot ako ngayon. Nasaan si Mika?
Sarap niyan, Miguel.
Tana, man. Sinabi ko sa first episode, I don't want this show to be political. But at the same time, man, I'm super pissed na talaga. Hindi ko na matiis sarili ko, man. Ayan. Fuck. Tana.
Honestly, wala naman talaga ako. I have nothing to share about that because I don't know what the fuck he's doing. The only way that I can assess the situation of what the fuck is happening right now is by the result. And the result is not good. And let's say na parang hindi nga siya masyadong maano sa media. Diba? There are presidents who are like that. Pero syempre, if you're the president, you have to be... You have to have knowledge about the media on how to persuade people and stuff like that. Kung hindi siya ganun, let's say, hindi nga siya ganun, we don't know what the fuck he's doing. But we see the result that things are getting better. What's there to complain about?
Pero parang hindi naman naging better.
Yeah,
yun nga, that's the thing. The thing that we see in media about him is yung nagmamatapang lang siya sa... Okay? Being direct sa in a wrong way. yung sasabihin niya, mag-swimming ako, oh, ganun kasi matapang ako, oh, or sino yun ang sabi na mag-swimming sa basura? Malibig niya
ko. Sino ka, sino ka Michael Phelps?
Joke lang, siya ba?
Diba, yung parang every problem that we have here in the Philippines, he tries to show the people na parang, okay, sige, walang problema. Oh, tangina, wala ka pa. Earthquake? Sige, tatapatan ba yan? But then, does it help? Does it actually, is there anything that actually does good? Some decisions now, what he does, it's all talk, pero wala nangyayari, and that's a sad thing about it.
Yeah, exactly. Rev is awfully quiet right now. Okay ka lang, pare.
Sige, gagawa ako, sorry, man.
Send link.
Ako phone ako, sorry.
Sige, gago, porn ba yan, gago? Send sauce.
Hinahanda ako na kasi yung mga kailangan ko pag ako lang mamaya.
Uy, gago, send, tangin na.
Playlist.
Wait lang. I want to address something. Guys, as you can see from, it's either in the side or in the left, right, top or whatever. I'm putting like donation things here in the show, like saying, what's up? I don't know yet. Depende sa editing, pero... It's somewhere there.
Tama mo dito.
Ako rin, dito.
Kahit saan.
Dito.
Sige, dyan. Sa taas? Dito. Sige, sa taas na lang.
Dito. Right. Dito.
No.
Guys, whoever is watching right now, if you want to donate sa mga nasalanta, just donate here sa... bank number
in the middle.
No one, not in the middle. Tayo na sa middle eh. Middle and top tayo. If you want to donate donations and food or whatever, just send it here. I'll put the bank number and the number and other information. And if you have questions, just message us here, and we would gladly help, or I would gladly help. Wala na ba sila bitong below to tayo.
Pasendahan
ng Shomai. Share ko lang. Sinabi daw ni Duterte noong January, nakakainin niya yung ash fall at iihian ang taal.
Aray, bitch.
Man, tapos taal.
What the fuck?
Iihian yung alin?
Yung taal po yun.
Iihian niya daw yung taal, man.
Man. Duterte sounds like this sexist homophobic tito lolo ay tito na matanda of yours na you just avoid talking to. Imagine mo yun, di ba? I mean I think everyone has that kind of tito. Do you agree? May ganyan ang tito yun, like, uy, tang ina. Ah, ayoko sabihin yung word eh, pero uy, tangin na, B word to. Kasi ganito siya. I mean, ganun. Like, parang ganun siya eh.
Bakal.
Wala akong tito. B word to eh, bakal.
Bakal. Ano siya eh, he's like this sexist, homophobic, kupal na barbero na nagkukwento-kwento na lang. Man, wait, gago na ano lang. Tayo na, men. I think that's what he's doing for the last ilang years. He's just making kwento. Kwento. Diba? Napansin niyo yun? Puro kwentong barbero.
Yeah, he kwentas a lot.
Oo nga.
Diba?
Wala tayo nakikita. Eh, ako, hindi ko nakikita eh. So, tulungan ako pakialam, gago.
Tayo na, men. I just wanna share. Nag-logout ako since last night. Hindi ko kinaya yung bad news. Yung pagka incompetence ng mga nangyayari sa from the people on top and the bad news from the people na affected, hindi ko kinaya, men. Naglogout talaga ako. Hindi ko na talaga kinaya, sobrang hassle kasi, men.
Ang dami nang mamatay isang beses. Last night tayo na naiyak ako, men, dahil dun sa Cagayan. Tapos tang ina, either dalawa na nakikita ako sa wall ko, either Cagayan or si Duterte. Kagayan or what you call this, the government, tang ina man. Diba? Sobrang naiiyak ako kagabi.
Sobrang it's like one of the most depressing times of the year. And let's not forget there's a fucking pandemic happening too.
Yeah.
So let's
ay, just... tsaka man, alam mo ba? Parang yung basta related siya sa ABS-CBN na fuck, paano nga ba yun? Ah, parang yun lang yung chance sa ano, sa Cagayan na parang malaman kung ano nangyayari.
Actually, ganyan. Yes. Thank you for
tapos, bringing it up. Hindi nila alam kasi walang news, walang shit.
Yeah.
And dahil yun, sa isang soft boy na pinasara ang BSCBN with his other 70 bitches.
I didn't want to make this show political, but tangina naman sobrang dala ng mga nangyari. We have
man, to... this is happening right now and
yeah.
Gago.
We have to tawag doon. Kailangan natin pakita sino yung mga taong responsible and irresponsible at this time, right? I think everyone knows this naman. Pero we have to remind them sino yung irresponsible. And irresponsible din yung mga supporters, man. Tangina, you're making things
man,
worse. Fuck
DDS
you.
DDS ka. Putangina, kung DDS ka, tangina. Pwede mo sapakin sarili mo para sa akin. Please.
Ako, DDS just ako.
Isang sobrang...
Oy, DDS daw si Ribs. DDS daw si Ribs.
Punch yourself, man. Punch yourself.
Punch yourself, man.
Digi-digi sucker.
Ding-dong Dandes.
Digi-digi sucker.
Supporter ako dun, Ding-dong Dandes.
Ayun na mo.
Ding-dong Dandes. Tangin na mo, Ribs, gago.
Muntik niyo na akong bugbugin, ha?
Bugbugin sa pakay na kita gago. Sa pakay na sa birthday natin pare. Happy birthday. Utang ina mo.
alam niyo, for me, I don't really mind who's DDS or not. It's just that wala naman talaga akong pay sa politics, but it's necessary. Mm. It's a necessity in the right state. Let's say na parang if politics goes in a way where you're trying to gain something to bring somebody down or like, you know, nobody benefits from it, just you. That's selfish politics. That's what I'm guessing. But then what's it for? What's politics for naman talaga? What do you guys think? What is the main reason of having politics?
To have a leader, diba?
Well, what is it for? Like, what is the main
reason? To
have
a leader.
Having a leader doesn't...
Order.
Really, it's not really a...
Peace and order, yan. Peace and
order. Order is, yes, it's a necessity. But then... why do we have politics? What is the reason for politics?
Ano nga ba?
Peace and order? I don't know. Justice?
That's one. That
power?
Is another one. Diplomatic.
For them, it's like money for, and power.
It's for people
money.
To see things in the same way. If they don't see things in the same way and still communicate where somebody gets something in return for something else, I think that's what it is. For both parties to come into a conclusion that okay, this is a good decision.
No,
but that's not gonna happen.
Okay. Kasi lagi may Romano for president, Ben.
Bana men, Kyle Romano is the most intellectual guest we've had on the show yet.
Gago. Hindi. Gusto lang talaga
agree ako dyan.
Gusto lang talaga mag-drive, man. So pumunta ng Baguio to sumulis.
Tara.
Gusto ko po na tagay-tay magbulalo tas magjakul or kantot kasi may ano ako ngayon yung dating sa umaga.
Hindi yung buto man ng bulalo.
Yung bone marrow. Gago, pagyasakul ako yung bulalo, gago. Tangin na gago.
May titi mo sa bone marrow.
Sarap na.
Hey guys.
Kaya sa balay.
Yung bone medyo... marrow ginawang ano, ginawang putang ina.
Imagine nyo si Lance na natingin sa menu tas...
Game on,
switch pa siya ng page.
Ate, malaki ba ko yung butas?
Ate, yung ano, gusto ko yung ano, mahit yung butas para masikip-sikip pa.
Ate, saan yung mga drinks nyo? Yung drinks nyo? Yun yung gusto ko mahita.
Pero tayo yung
Men, di ba humi ano
pa Masters.
Sila? Sa tangay tayo, nagbibigay pa sila naman ng libre ng ano, saging. Napansin niyo ba yun? Libre yung saging.
Oo,
tangay
na gano'n. Walang ganun. Walang libre yung saging.
Papasok
ako rin eh, walang ginawa niya. Ako fake.
Saan ba kumakain?
sa mahogan ni Marketo gago. Hindi ako
susunod. Oo, solid doon.
Sabi niya kasi may libreng saging.
Dude, sa mahogan ni Market, libre saging. Legit, libre saging.
Gago, Kyle, that's where we went the last time, diba? Pero wala tayong free banana.
Ah, okay. Oh wala tayong
banana nun.
Sorry, na-assume ko talaga kasi mali yata yun.
Huwag kayong kumain sa mga sikat sa tangitay.
Nice invite.
Anyway.
Wait, Gago, man. Umuwi ka nun, fuck you, man.
Nice invite.
No,
nag-ditch ka nun, Gago.
No, wala na tayo and matagal na rin yung topic. So, alright, we'll go to a break and we will play some songs na may nagsend sa amin. And I didn't check
kung sino,
pero... No, hindi pa natin alam. Malay mo, hindi sila nagsend sa atin.
No, alam ko na yung next, eh. You forgot about, yung French Press.
Oh, yeah, French Press! Yung kaibigan ni Mika.
Yeah, so...
French
the next one is...
French Press.
Do we have good shit music, ah?
Gago, gusto ko nung McDo. Anong gusto mo sa McDo? Yung French Press.
French Press.
Gusto
mo French Press?
Keep an order
with French Press.
Anyway, guys, we'll be back to our second segment. Bye-bye. Bye. Ano yung bago sa bagong ano? Bye-bye. Welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. And wala si Rave. I mean, Rave.
Rev.
Hey.
Miguel, Revs.
Wala siya eh. So we'll just continue with the four of us. All right. Next segment is fucking.
We're over, doing. Over. Oh yeah.
Over being sober. Yes. Yes. Anyway, this over being sober is about woman allegedly laces husband's beer with laxatives to make him quit. So right, I'm gonna give you a quick overview of what happened. All right. This woman, I'm assuming is this husband. Yeah, this is the wife of the guy who is the poor guy in the laxative. Oh my, all right. This wife, linagyan niya yung ng natural laxatives yung beer ng asawa niya, which was castor oil and plum extract. She wanted to do this para the husband would quit drinking. And the reason for doing this, she said that maybe ma-expect ng asawa niya na it's an allergic reaction yung pagtataya niya, which is fucking stupid kasi shitting is not an allergic reaction, right?
Yes.
Malay mo.
No, it's not. Shitting is not an allergic reaction. Men, ilang beses na ako nakaka- allergic ako sa shellfish. Ilang beses na ako nakakain ng fucking hipon tsaka crab. Kahit minsan gagawin, hindi ko na-feel na natataya ako.
Lance, shitting can mean that you're allergic. Kasi men, ganito ah.
Uminom ka rin ba?
Hindi.
Ay ba?
That's just natural state.
Anywho.
Wala, sige.
Anywho, Lance, well, let me teach you a motherfucking lesson. Kasi isipin mo men, there are infinite universes and parallel dimensions.
What the fuck?
Man, something impossible sa atin can be possible sa dimension na yun.
Dude, this is in our dimension. This shit is in our dimension. This isn't from a different dimension. What the fuck?
Kilala niyo si Bongbong.
I agree with Ayaban, man.
Dude.
Si Bongbong gising.
Use your brain, man. Use your brain.
I didn't get that, man. What
the fuck?
You see, mo,
something impossible dito can be possible sa ibang dimension.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yung pag-shit dito, hindi acceptable na allergies yun. Pero sa ibang dimension, dude, allergies yun.
So sinasabi mo na sa ibang dimension siya?
Pwede.
Yeah.
Pwede.
Anyway, guys.
Dimension.
Anyway, guys, to continue with the story, yung asawa, yung husband, hindi siya scared sa mga nangyari. You know what he did? He just kept drinking.
More.
He just kept drinking. And you know what happened? The wife, the fucking...
He died.
No. The fucking wife added more laxatives sa beer nung asawa niya. Yung husband...
Four eyes.
Na yung husband was like super confused. And I was like, why are you serving me beer? Nabukas na. So,
that's very sketchy.
Yeah, so the husband, kasi since malakas siya uminom, gusto niya uminom, kahit may allergic reaction siya. Uminom siya ng mga pills para gumaling siya. Tsaka para makainom siya. And, ayun, to the point na it was super fucked up that he had to report to his doctors. And he told his doctors this. He would never drink beer again because of the stomach discomfort. He also suffered from chafing that prevented him from sitting down. Putang ina. Dude, ganun kalala yung pagtataya niya, gago. Hindi siya makaupo ng maayos.
Ay, gago, tingnan mo to. I got something for you.
Lumabas yung almoranas niya, man.
Gago, ah.
Double shades.
All right.
Yeah!
Wait. Let's do it again. Edit mo, ah. Say something.
Ka-chow!
Sobrang bobo. Sobrang bobo.
Ski-pop-pop-pop.
Ski-pop-pop-pop.
So what do I think about this situation right here?
Yeah.
Let us break down the situation of this person. Okay? And wait now.
Wait, hindi ko pa nasabi ending ah. Yung nangyari is the wife was taken into custody by police and will most likely face judicial charges.
Paktay ka diha.
Kasi she put laxative in Muanggal. She put laxative into her husband's drink to make him feel like he has an allergic reaction to beer, to make him stop. So that's the main story, right? That's where we are.
Pero in a parallel universe.
Pamaya na yung parallel universe, bro. Kasi di kaya ng brain ngayon eh. Nasa 20% na lang ako, bro. Don't. Let's not make it to the point to na parang tanga na yung parang pagkakasya ko na yung ulo ko dito. Cannot. I cannot. Yeah, haram niya, baby. We can't do it. This is too much.
Ben shot.
Tama. Madarat shot. You bloody bastard. So, ayun. What I think about it is this woman, this woman is concerned about her husband's health. However, she's trying to stop him in a way which is not really good because there's manipulation involved. Am I right?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Ano amen? Tanga na, wala tayo sa kulto, bro. So, yeah. So I think there's a problem right here. I guess she could actually just tell him to stop. If she doesn't want to stop, you can like list down the things. But it's up to his decision if he wants to stop or not. Pero I guess they are married. Are they? Or fiancé niya to?
Husband niya. So sila, married na sila.
So they are married and she's going to...
It's very complicated, yeah.
Why are you doing this?
I love my aloe vera plant. Do you want to see it? No, I'm not going to show it. Because it's like aloe vera. I don't know what it is. It's not aloe vera. I just assumed it's aloe vera because, you know, I'm just stalling because I don't know what else to give.
Oh my God, you have an Indian accent. Jesus.
I got no information to give you. Would you like some
tea? He's so good at it.
Blimey.
Okay, share ko lang, guys. Kyle grew up in Poland, kaya he knows some Indian shit.
Nah.
You know? He knows how to say some Indian shit.
I don't.
Pero, you do not know how to speak Indian?
Matal chordle, I don't know how to speak Indian.
Mother Chordle,
I don't know how to speak Indian. Gago, hindi naman talaga eh. Hindi naman talaga eh. I just don't know the accent.
Sige na mo, Kyle, gago.
I don't know how to speak Indian.
Namaste, my friend.
Namaste,
my friend.
Mother Chordle.
Would you like some chicken curry?
At narinig ko yung call center.
Mother Char. Ang shop up na masala up to us.
Ma'am Sam Chikai.
Ang sama, gago. Tangina.
Today we will be learning about engineering 101 and also programming 102.
Mother Char.
Sobrang accurate yun. If I could skip in, if I could fit in the story, because yung stereotype is Asians know their math, di ba? In US. It's not the same thing in Kuwait. Kasi I had this friend, his name is Aminuddin.
Aminuddin.
Of course.
Aminuddin Rahajaraba. Something like that. Okay. So every day, whenever we have...
It's going to move with an Indian accent.
Bro. Oh my God. This episode is gonna cancel us. What the fuck? Bob's gonna get
I am running on fumes, so I don't think I have the energy to do that. Pero let's put some energy into it.
Energy, Benchot.
Oh! It's done. Anyway. Yeah, and so I had this friend whose name is Aminuddin, right? And then every day...
Wait, you forgot to do the accent, though. We gave you energy. You had energy. You have to do the accent.
Oh my God, gago na si Rashid's ko.
Gawain mo yung accent habang nagsasalita ka.
Join me, absent you. Fuck. Wait lang.
Chupa.
Wait, he will get his aloe vera.
Oh, he's aloe vera.
I got this.
He's oh.
You know, what sometimes... New stop.
New bottle.
Guys, please cut that part because I didn't really want to show my shorts.
We'll make your shorts look fancy. Like, it's gonna be with, like, pink flowers on it.
Bro, nasira shades ko, legit. Nasira shades ko.
Sobrang epic. You know why? I tell you why. Hindi ko rin alam.
Dude, gago, sobrang confusing ng segment na to.
Continue on with your...
It's probably the wind.
Slimming kwento mo, bitch.
I see, Aminuddin. Okay, let's go back.
With Indian accent. With Indian.
Yeah, don't forget the accent, Kyle. You keep forgetting the accent, man.
Kasi hiyang-hiya na ako eh.
Wala ka namang
Oh my God, may amas na siya. Kanina hindi siya ganito.
You are not the type of person who would do that. Why would you do that, Kyle Romano? Why?
Exactly. That's the thing. Eh.
Who are
it's
you?
It's for.
You are not the
it
Kyle
is
I know.
For. It is for the content.
You are.
Because I support.
Okay. You are now Patrick. Patrick. Okay, Patrick.
Because I support this guy's video and he's doing the right thing. So I'm doing really stupid shit. Anyway, let's skip to the subject. Fuck. Okay.
No, just
let's
close
it.
Let's skip. Hindi ko na close eh. Tingnan mo. Hindi na close, diba, bro? Anyway, screw that. Mamaya na yan. It's not a big deal kasi nauusi talaga ako. Pero, forget it. Namaste. Forget it. Forgive. Anyway.
Namaste, my friend.
My friend, I tell you about this guy named Aminuddin. He's a fucking genius, my friend, I tell you. Every day, back to normal accent, okay? Every day, whenever we have this, corny kasi, if I just keep doing it in Indian accent, I gotta go back
okay,
to my natural
you
state.
You carry on.
You bench.
You be your natural you.
You bench.
Tuloy-tuloy mo lang yan. You do
you
what you
bench.
Want.
Yeah. I shove shish kebab up your ass.
Sarap nun, bro.
Spicy.
I wouldn't mind having a shish kebab.
Anyway, go to the point.
Up my throat. Hindi up my ass. Gago. Hindi ko nang malasahan. Anyway.
Fucking Benchot. Do it.
So this guy always asks me before I even initiate the top or the issue. Like, have you done your homework? So I'm gonna say now. No man, I didn't do it. I was having a hard time in number 5. I didn't like number 1. Had my parents help me in number 2, 3, and 4, but then number 5 was like.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar ya habibti ya kusaba. I'm shocked. I tried to hide it. Yeah, that's the thing. It's too much, man. It's like bummer style, bummer. Too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah, ito yung gawad. So that was what I felt like. Cause umak halab shakla. Yeah, chabi wala. Ito yung sen. Yeah, those things, right? So what happened was like, he offers me. Siya yung nag-offer sa akin. Do you want help with it?
Oh my God.
So.
What did you say?
Who would say no, right?
Yeah, help yourself.
You get free grade, you get free help from this guy who's a fucking genius in algebra. Would you say no?
OG, bro.
I wouldn't say no, man. I said like, oh, dude, you know, I don't want to hassle your time. I don't want to like, you know, like you're doing a lot of shit, blah, 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 shit like that. Like, no, not a problem. I will do it. Tangina, 1 minute, tapos na siya. It's a 15 questions, and he just like blazed through it like it was like his fucking language.
Bakit no pitang niya yung sag sinagot niya?
That naisip ko rin yun, nakata na rin yun. Kaya pala ang bilis. Sabi na, kaya pala ang bilis. Kala ko genius na siya. Pero the fact that he solved all of that on his own was... Salute, man. Salute.
Guys, I just realized we were talking about ano, alak with laxatives, but tayo napunta sa Mumbai.
Exactly. Let's go back to the object.
I have an explanation to that. I have an explanation.
Mm.
Okay. So, di ba, alak with laxatives. Ito, man. Ala.
Oh, no.
Alakubar. Alakubar.
Oh, alakubar. No. Shit.
Ano pa rin sasabi mo, Mika? Ano alakubar?
Man, I don't know what I'm saying, man.
Alawak.
I don't know.
With the spit.
Alawak.
No. With the spit. Alawak.
Alakwak.
Balbakwa.
Alawak. Bah.
Bring your face to the Middle East.
This is the Middle East and then let's go. And
you cannot be part of our
plan. Aladdin, motherfucker!
Aladdin.
Tayo na recently lang nanood lang ako ng Borat eh. Alam niyo ba yan?
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, have you seen yan too?
Gago lap trip gago.
Okay. It is a nice.
Oh my God. Yung sa NFT niya gago, what the fuck, man?
I make a sexy time with my sister.
Ito, yung na malupit. Ito yung malupit gago yung sa part 2, yung I put baby in my daughter.
Oh yeah, it was so fucked up, man.
Ang lala, ang lala niya, man. Can you teach me how to be like you?
Man, man. Wait, oh I have God. A dark humor for you. Sobrang gago. I have a dark joke.
Ay, give it.
Dude, gago, siguraduhin mo. Dito sobrang fucked
okay.
up na hindi ko kailangan
so,
cut.
So, the dad says to his?
To his?
Yeah.
To his, okay. Yeah?
So, wait, okay. Anywho, so there's this dude. He said to his daughter, you killed the butterfly, no butter for you for 1 month. And then the girl says, Dad, I also killed a cockroach. And then the dad says, nice try.
No! No! Jesus!
I don't get it.
No, don't say that shit, man.
Does that have something to relate with a cock?
No cock.
Still gets me. Wait, lang. Can I use the bathroom?
Go lang. Actually,
tama ka, Michael.
Actually, we have to take a break now. Kasi sobrang chaos na nangyayari. So, guys, bye.
Next song by
whoever the Melody. Fuck is playing.
No, wait. Keanu, wait. Where's my phone? I can't find my
it's
phone.
It's BB, not Keanu.
You're Keanu, bitch. Wait, I'm gonna check.
That's what the B stands for in BB.
Big. What am I gonna do again? Oh, I forgot. Okay, wait. Just cut this whole thing. So the next one is with you. We're gonna go on our break, and then the next song is with you by Kazettes. So bye. Adios, bitches.
where do you have to go? If you can stay around me, you told me that I am your home. If that's the case, then stay with me. We can take it to forever. Just choose to be with me. Now this is all pointless, and it's gone chaotic now, baby. Won't you fly away? Won't you fly away with me? Is it too late to hold your hand? Is it too late to understand? Is it too late to fix this love? Stay with me, my love. Is it too late to hold your hand? Is it too late to understand? Is it too late to fix this love? Stay with me, my love. Won't you say, won't you say you love me like before?
So we apologize in advance.
We have a new guest who just joined us.
And her name is fucking Rona Tinyola. And she's back. Rona, show your face. Show your fucking face right now. Putang ina mo. Dali! Hey! Rona!
Wait lang kasi gago. Tanginan nyo eh. Invite na ako ni Mika eh.
Hindi ka ready. Tanginan
nang yan.
Sarap ng tubig.
Hindi ako ready. As in, natutulog na ako.
This is GC recording. I'm so sorry I woke you up, but like, this is worth it.
But yeah, it's worth it. Kasi si Revs nandito. Yeah.
Fuck.
Ikaw, Revs, ba't ang tahimik mo?
Andiyan yung crush niya eh.
Pabebe talaga si Miguel. Nakupo.
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 Iba talaga yung language niya na eh. Ni
Mika. Oh, si Mika parang Mika. Parang alam mo yung ano? Yeah, I did not feel the tricycle.
Yeah,
fuck
dude,
you.
Fuck you.
Permission.
Kuya, how much before like barya do you have for like 5 piso?
Paano? Paano nagkasalita si ano? Mika, gago, tinitigasan ako, i-share ko lang.
What the fuck, Lance?
In-expect ko na sasabihin niya yun.
Alam niyo? Alam niyo?
Alala niyo, nagpatira si Mika ng hotdog. Kuya, tirahan mo ako ng hotdog, ah.
Man, tama na eh. I just wanted hot dog so bad.
Sabi mo, tirahin mo ako ng hotdog, eh.
Need some hotdog for me.
alam mo, medyo ina-analyze ko yung mukha ni Kuya noon eh. Parang hindi niya gets kung anong nangyari.
Hindi niya alam kung paano niya gagawin eh. Paano ko ba titirahin ito ng hotdog?
Then he knew what I meant. Bibigay yan ito ng hotdog gago. Mamaya, Lika, magbalik Lika, na.
Please say that to me.
Lance,
oh, mahotdog yan.
Nakita mo na.
Sabi mo,
Lance.
Do it, Mika.
Basta nagbebenta ng hotdog, alam mo na.
Nagbebenta ko ng hotdog. Say it to me.
So, nagbebenta our third segment is ano?
Magkano ba hotdog mo, pre?
Hotdog clock. Ay, wait. Kaya pala nandito si Rona tsaka si Revs.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
6 o'clock!
Alam niyo, hindi ko kayo kilala. Hindi, kilala ko kayo actually. Pero hina-hot seat niya talaga yung dalawang to eh.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Very much. Very, very, very much.
Yes, very much, my friend.
That's just very indeed.
Just do it. It's none of my business. You know,
He ready, he prepared.
Ano, Lance. Lagay mo na mga ano to, ah, mga transition effects kasi malala na talaga.
anyway, guys, let's segue to our third and final segment, which is the sex.
Ah, sorry, final segment na pala. Ano? Yes. Ano?
Sex.
Anong segment?
Sex
o'clock.
Anyway, yun, yung reaction niya, parang, what? I missed sex? A lot of things. Like, whoa, sex? Yo. I should have been here like since part one, pero no. Okay, so.
Anyway, this segment is...
Anyhow, she's amazed that she is in sex o'clock with her friend Miguel.
Why do you have that accent, man? You're triggering something within me too, you know.
We are not technically brothers, my friend.
Yeah, everybody is brothers right here.
Namaste.
He's from Kuwait.
Parang Malika. Indian guys from Kuwait.
He's my friend
from Kuwait who has an Indian accent.
A racist Indian accent.
Let's just go to the next.
Sirona is like super confused.
She's like, oh my god, my crush is here. Oh my god, Miguel Revelar. Oh my god, you're a hot babe.
Miguel is like, ah! Anyway, third final segment, 6 o'clock. All right. So, this is a post by HuffPost, which is 7 sex mistakes you're making and what to do instead. All right. Looking at you, Rev. And
Jennifer Lawrence.
Anyway. Mistake number one, pare. And this is an important thing, all right? You rush into it without establishing boundaries first. Consent, all right? It's basically that, consent. Tangina, alam mo yung like, in the heat of the moment, tapos tinira mo siya sa point.
Gago masama yun. Tangina, masama yun, gago.
Masama
yun sa kanya. Masama yun sa kanya.
Pare, kailangan mo talaga ituloy yun. Pag nangyari like yun.
Flip, like out of nowhere. Like,
ano, paano pag hugot mo may taing kasama? Gago, masama talaga yun. Kailangan alam din niya.
Kadire.
Para, para makapag-inema. Sa
aming mga diplomatic affairs pagdating sa mga
ganun. Pero, para makapag-inema.
Di ba kailangan prepared ka 8 hours before doing anal?
Oh, fasting.
Para masiguradong clean talaga.
Okay, so Rona,
bawal ka kumain ng mga shit. Bawal ka kumain ng mga gulay, pare. Pag hugot mo, may bagong na kasama eh.
May buong kangkong gago. Kung ayaw mo kangkong sitaw.
Yung paghugot mo sa titi mo, gago, may kangkong sa ano, may ano, down-down ng putang ina.
Uy, may sila ka pa ng lunch. Gusto mo yung tira mo,
may butas ang titi mo, gago. May kangkong na naman.
Sensor natin yun. Sensor natin yan.
Wala sensor-sensor dun, pare.
Tito.
Anyway, I have to regress. Alright.
Paghugot mo ng tito mo.
Okay, so mistake number one. You rush into it without establishing boundaries. Alright, so... Before you get down to business, it's essential to get consent from each other. Communicate with your boundaries and discuss expectations. Just as you or should with sex in real life. Talk about the types of sexual activities you're okay with, which ones you might be open to exploring, and the ones you would want to avoid. So yeah. Pag nag-ano na kayo, like, you're in the mood to, like, fuck. You have to ask her, alright? Are you G to have sex? And are you G to have anal? Or something like that, right? Basically, know each other's boundaries. Like, alam mo yung anong gusto nung isang party and alam nung isang party yung gusto mo. Right?
Siyempre, hindi mo tatanungin. Huh? Parang ang gago nang pag tinanong mo, tangin na bakit, sasabihin mo nandun na kayo, diba? Sabihin mo, ayaw mo ba ng anal? Siyempre, malalaman mo yun sa body language niya. Parang siyempre, iwas na sa iyo, asshole.
Actually, depende rin, bro.
Iwas na sa iyo yun, gago.
Actually, my point ko dun. I've never had anal in my life, alright? So...
Ow!
Sisigaw yun. Ina, aray!
Wrong hole! Hindi yun yung nangyari sa akin. Masakit lang talaga na nagtanggal ako ng...
Ano kung di mo sinasadya? Na-shoot mo lang.
Wrong hole! Fire in the hole! Which hole? Wrong
hole! Anyway, mistake number two. You don't take cyber safety into account. What do I mean by this? Alright, so when having virtual sex, you may not need to worry about condoms, dental dams, or birth control pills. Because of course, nagja-jaula lang kayo sa video eh. Pero, you do need to take other safety precautions. Ano yung safety precautions ito?
Screenshots.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, but anyway, unfortunately, we live in a world where revenge porn and other forms of online harassment has happened, including yourself before you accept that any sexy video call will help mitigate the risk. So,
I don't get it. Wait.
Delikado mag-sex. Ano? Delikado mag-sexting.
Video call.
On.
What if paano nagulat ka? Paano kung biglang pinakita niya lang yung titi niya out of nowhere? Like, uy, check mo yung titi ko.
Normal ba yun sa'yo?
Yeah.
Oh, gusto niya. Check
kami ni Pika.
Teka. I mean, kaya, hindi siya harassment kung kunyari, uy, check mo titi ko. Tapos tinignan
mo. Is it okay?
Sinuggest niya eh. Uy, tingnan.
Tangin na, men! Ben, ganun na ganun kami ni Mika sa simula. Gago legit. I'm not even joking. Ganun kami nagsimula. So, makita TV ko.
4 a.m.
Legit, gano'n, Mika.
Casual ben, lang, men.
Sobrang casual. Wait, so, makita
check mo. Check mo, TV ko. Mabang okay.
Check mo, 4 a.m. na kasi di ako sure kung okay or hindi. Check it out, please.
Ben, wait. Wait.
Magugupit ba siya ng bulbul ulit? Kasi I don't wanna see his bulbul again.
Inaalala na ba yun on stream?
Speaking of fucking tite, man. Speaking of fucking dicks. You know, Kyle.
Wait.
Cheers.
I'm good, Paris.
Go, go, go.
What's si Mika lang?
Because I don't have fucking booze.
I'm good, Sparren. Anyway, go sa kwento.
Kai, you should know this.
Take it out.
A lot of Indian people are on Omegle, jacking off, showing their penises.
I know na yan.
Stop. Na yan. Wait, stop. I'm drinking, stop. Stop.
I missed the show, God.
Okay, go. Okay, go. Tangina niya.
So what are your experiences on Indian people jacking off on Omegle, showing their pubic hair and their hairy leg?
They have small dicks.
Oh!
Indians don't have small dicks.
Dicks have small Indians.
So right! But... the smallest dicks around the world are Asians.
Except for
Asian.
Chinese people.
Except
yes.
For us.
Specifically, mga Japanese and Chinese. Based on studies, sila talaga.
Small dick.
Try mo na.
Alam ni Mika yan. Eh. Alam ni Mika yan.
Oh, napagaling. Galing.
Anyway. Ano, buti na lang. Buti na lang taga Zimbabwe ako.
Zimbabwe.
Anyway, guys, medyo nakawala tayo sa second mistake. Anyway, basically, you don't take cyber safety into account. Nalimutan mo na there would be hackers. Malay mo, men, nag-video call kayo, tapos meron naka-hack sa'yo.
Yeah.
Akala mo kayo dalawa lang. Pero yung pala tatlo kayo, threesome. Tapos may nakita, uy, gago tite. Tapos may video.
Ano yun, Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
Something like that. Or, dalawa kayo. Dalawa lang kayo. Pero yung isa, gago. Re-record na yung katarantado na pinagagawa ninyo. Tapos ginagamit niya pa-black. So in other words, huwag ka mag-sex. Huwag kayo mag-video call unless if like sobrang kampante ka dun sa taong yun. Alright? Anyway.
There's only two ways that it goes naman talaga. I mean like, the only way that your videos are gonna leak to the... Wait lang, testing.
Somebody... 1, 2, 3, huh.
Alright.
Skip up.
Yeah.
So the only way that people can actually... see what you guys are doing is sobrang galing ng hacker to the point na he has access to your phone, he or she, depending kung sa gibog nila. Anyway, yun. And besides that is bitter ka in your relationship to the point that you share
it.
The video for money.
Yeah, maraming ganyan dito sa Marikina, man.
Marami ba sa Marikina? Ayaw na pumunta sa Marikina. Fuck.
Man, fucking high schools. Like, leaking.
Oops,
just
wanna
let
man,
y'all
know
that ain't fucking cool.
Man, you gotta support a brother right here, dude.
F-E-U, bar.
Uy, F-E-U, dami dyan. But then, you know,
we don't do that here.
We don't do that. Tangina, sobrang red-handed na nga tayo.
Cut this shit out.
I don't cut this shit. No, dude. You gotta be honest about what you do. I do watch those things, okay? I do watch those things. Oh my god, tangina mo.
If you don't have the link in our Google Drive to it, you suck. Cut that part, by the way.
Yeah, I got you.
May Google Drive kayo.
Oh, you want? I'll give you.
Kakasaya lang ni Rona, guys, gago, and she's girls, like, oh my god, what's happening?
No.
This one for guys. I'll give you for guys.
I am strong. I don't need it.
Oh,
cool.
I was going to share, but you don't want. Okay.
Anyway, kakatapos ko lang po na. Kakatapos ko lang mag-cut.
Wait lang.
So, I'm gonna say something. So, you know yung Wiggles na chocolate tapos when you bite it, dark brown sa labas tapos sa loob rainbow.
Parang ganun titi ni Lens.
Hindi. Si Miguel. Si Revs. Kasi naka-tie-dye siya. Wala lang.
What do you mean? Wait.
Ah, kasi dark brown yung skin niya.
Di balik, di ba dat nasa loob yung
rainbow
makulay?
Yeah.
This is sabi mo,
Mika. Only one way to find that out. Rona. Hey.
Rona. Malaki titi ni Rebs, promise, trust me, God bless you.
Shit, ang ganda ng electric fan mo.
Man, si Rona kahihilig na yun, sure.
Sobrang
weird na electric fan.
Miguel, ingat kami na.
Gusto niyo makita yung electric fan ko?
Go.
Sige.
Like, sanda na electric fan. Minus curves, bro. Minus curves.
Ano lang, just
so, wag ko, bakit ba tayo lahat ng fan?
Just to warn you in advance, may washing machine rin ako in my room.
Solid yun, man.
Yeah, see?
Jesus!
I love that shit.
Kasi tayo na, man. I don't want to run out of clean clothes. So, nag-invest ako ito. Washing machine.
Man, gusto ko na ref in my room so I don't run out of food.
No. Shut the fuck up. Wait lang. What the first thing you have to do in your fucking life, if you have your own room, is buy a fucking washing machine. It's gonna solve all your fucking problems.
But I don't know how to use that shit, man.
You don't have to. There's a fucking manual. Just have to read it. And this is my fan. Wala siyang safety shit.
Where anyway, is Ponyo?
No, wala na tayo. Wait, so let's go to the third mistake.
Balahaki yan.
You do not, ano, you don't set the mood first. Alright, you do not set the mood first. For
why?
Example.
No, like, natulog na siya.
Men, pag nag-foreplay kayo, ano yung titirahin mo na siya agad? Men, it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. Alright, doesn't
work
like that. Or
like,
nagbumumol kayo, tas gagot nila mo siya sa point. So, di ba? Like,
utang ina.
Di ba? You have to set the mood.
Pininger mo yung ilong.
Pininger yun.
Alright, let me read this.
Let me read this,
alright? Treat your virtual sex session like you would in virtual sex. Oh shit! This segment Bobo. Is about. Oh shit! Oh wait, so this is.
What?
This article is about Vijapol.
Oh, I didn't know that. I told you to choose. I didn't read it.
I didn't read it that much. I'm winging it right now.
Guys. Ito, magbibigay ako ng isang sex mistake. You don't fucking fuck. You just enjoy it. You enjoy every single moment of it. I mean, sabi sa Bible, sex is a sacred act for married couples. But, yeah. I mean, since we don't believe in God, like, just enjoy sex, man. Like, you don't have to, like...
With consent! With consent!
Just enjoy it. With consent and just, yeah. You don't have to do some weird shit like
wise bite words. Room,
then slap her with your belt. Like, dude, oh, if that's your kink, then go. But just enjoy it. It's fucking
okay,
cool.
So we're going on topic right now, right? We're going
wait,
on.
Ano kink nyo?
So, so nagkamali ako, right? So this is about video sex. So basically, video call. Alright, I'm gonna go with the mistake number 1 and 2 na mabilisan lang. So,
social distancing muna tayo kasi tayo katabi ko si si Ivan.
Anyway, so mistake number one, all right? This is Bija Call. So you rush into it without establishing boundaries first. So for example, for example, gago, like, sobrang kiki nila sa Bija Call. Like, hey, I wanna penetrate you with my titi. Tapos like, nagagawa, pero hindi pa ready yung babae. Tapos nilabas mo yung titi mo. Gago, do the awkward. Diba? Diba?
Tapos malambot.
Oo, gago, tapos malambot. Diba awkward dun?
Tulog pa, gago.
So anyway, ayun, okay, so ba yun? Establish your boundaries first. Just tell the girl what you can do and want, and the girl will tell you too. Alright, mistake number two. You don't take cyber safety into account. In other words, naisip, hindi nyo naisip na baka may, ano, may nag-hack and shit. So, or that woman that you're talking to is recording it, pero hindi mo alam kasi she's one of those crazy women. So,
he recorded yung live.
You have to be safe sa ganitong shit. So, alright, so going back to mistake number three, you do not set the mood first. So, like, sige, bitchawal kayo. Tapos nilabas mo titi mo. Something like that. So, you have to set the mood first. So, treat your virtual sex session like you would in an in-person encounter. Said sexuality coach, Ashley Cowan. I don't even name. Basta itong sex coach sabi niya. That means taking a few minutes to create the room out of corny god. Basta set the mood. That's it. Kailangan alamin mo na G siya and she knows na G ka. That's basic. Basic is that.
Right. So, Kyle, what is your favorite sex position? Let's just do that. Tell your man. You go first. Because you're the one on my first one sa screen ko. So, what is your favorite?
Define first one sa screen. What am I? Sa top left?
Upper right? You are
down
nasa
left? Or top, the third one top. On the right?
You are on the top left. Upper right.
Just trying to put me in the hot seat again. Eh. You know what?
Mika, are you here?
I know your tactics, you know? I know your tactics.
I will send you a photo. You wait.
I know your tactics. Shouldn't do this shit.
No, anyway, I don't do that anymore, but you answer.
I'm gonna answer your fucking question, okay? Because I don't
answer.
Really... You know, you're more, you're more, you're more, Snoop Dogg, man.
Oh, gago. Hey, Snoop Dogg.
I love that shit, bro. You're my fucking idol.
You're my fucking idol, man.
Na. It's the motherfucking the Odabaje.
What the fuck?
So, what's your question again?
Kyle, what is... Let's just talk about your favorite sex position. Why and what is it? What is it and why?
Let's do it again. What's your question again?
Putang ina, sabi ko, ano ang iyong paboritong
contortionist position?
At bakit?
Position ng puta.
Yeah.
Puta ng puta.
Lago.
It's the same.
Ano kung di ko alam yung tawag, pero alam kung paano gagawin.
You explain.
Define mo para sa akin ba ako gusto ko rin yan eh.
Sige, sinesearch ko eh. Di pa kasi, di ko alam.
Anong chapter
sa Corona?
Hindi, sinesearch ko muna sa Pornhub.
Para kinikilig
sa Corona.
Kinikilig sa ano eh, kamasutra.org eh.
Yun, kamasutra gago.
Rebs, kinikilig si Rona mo yan gago.
Anong chapter ka naman?
Ako rin, kinikilig din ako.
Eh!
Hindi lang yun. Dagdagin niyo na rin yung kilig ko kasi kinikilig ako para sa kanila.
Pag-take it, ha? Alis na tayo, guys. Silang dalawa na lang. Para they can do their
thing. Gagong sakit pa.
No, man. We shouldn't do that because hot seating is not a thing.
Why? It's not my thing. It's your thing. You do that. Miguel, nagsunod to. Ang kilig
hot seating. Pero tingin mo, gagong kasha talaga to sa ilong mo eh.
Nawawala na tayo. Nawawala tayo sa topic. So I'll just say it on the retro tapos hindi ko na-explain. So, okay. Mistake number four, you rely on unflattering light. So, basically, pangat ilaw mo. Mistake number five, you hold your phone instead of using a tripod.
Pre,
That is you.
Pre.
That's you.
Pre. Pre. Huh? Paano mo naman makokontrol ang araw? Putang ina.
Tanga,
kung lighting kasi, yan.
Lighting kasi. Light bulb.
Pre, natural lighting ang fucking araw.
3 weeks na ako, di nag-yosi, pero mapapayosi
na. Ano yun? Gago! Dude, jajakol ka sa labas ng bahay mo kasi maganda yung ilaw.
Okay, yes. Valid. Valid din, valid.
Outdoor sex.
Ano yung nagagawin mo yun? Ano yung pupunta ka sa luneta kasi maganda yung light? Uy, tanga na, jajakol lang. Yes.
Hey, Carl, don't yosi.
Tanga na, man. Uy, bigla si Jose Rizal, gano'n sa paking katangin.
Valid yun. Because I do those kind of shit. If you get what I mean.
What the actual fuck?
Okay, so let's go to the last two mistakes. You have video sex with the volume all the way up. And you don't live alone.
What?
Rona.
Yeah, because Rona and I do that.
What do you guys mean?
Ooh.
Joke.
Wait, hold on.
Ang nagago, nagulat ako sa sinabi mo, gago.
Can,
what?
Nag-record ba tayo?
Oo, oh, nag-record
yeah,
tayo.
Yeah, we are.
And the winner for today is... Wait, no. No,
it's always the
third... It's always the third segment na sobrang fucked up. Napansin mo yun?
No. I can still go through this.
That show na to, gago. It's always the third segment. It's the most fucked up one.
It's just that. Wait.
I think he's looking for his cigarettes. After 2 weeks of not smoking.
Fuck
I'm
going
to go to the last... I'ma go to the last segment. I mean, last mistake. So, video call. The seventh mistake is you skip aftercare. It's the virtual equivalent of like, after kanto, hindi na kayo magkakado, hindi na kayo mag-uusap. And just like, eh.
Oh, familiar.
Tapos may tamod sa chan niya, or may tamod sa chan mo. Like,
or sa shorts lang.
Pre.
Hindi ba yun sa video call?
Wait. Kaya ko lang naman ginagawa yung end call ka agad. Kasi magpapasa pa ako sa Gcash niya.
Oh my God.
Tangina mo, Ivan, gago. Wait, sino ba to? Sino ba to, Ivan?
Ewan ka, boy.
Do we know her? Who is she?
Sino ba to, Ivan? Kilala ko ba to?
Hindi.
Okay. Gago na wala si Kyle. Puta
na. Tsaka man, sinabi mo rin, treat virtual sex as real sex. E di, pagkatapos, bigay pera. Ganun.
Dibs- oh, ano? Dapat ganun yung gawain.
Ganun gawin mo, Rebs. Rebs, Rona. Ganun gawin nyo. Social distancing.
Double R.
Double R. Rebs Rona. Rebs and Rona sitting on a tree.
S-E-K-I-N-G.
Alam mo yung kasama sa episode ng sineship natin dalawang tao. Pero hindi ship na mag-jowa ang gagaw magkatutan. Kasi... Dude, kinikilig si Rona. Kinikilig si Rona.
Rebs. Long hair na nagsasabu. Long hair na nagsasabu.
Let's go. Uy, gago na sana si Kyle. Tangan na. Do we have to end the show already? Medyo nawawala na tayo.
No. We're gonna finish it until the end.
Gago.
Kyle is fucking drunk.
I just finished what I had to say. So.
Ano sinasabi niya na are you guys gonna end the show?
Ah, hindi pa pala. Naiiyak ako, so... Kaya na bahala dito. Wait, ay, ako hindi ko na matiisip. PRB.
Kyle okay. Is fucking drunk. Kyle is fucking
guys.
Drunk.
There's no ending the show.
No, no, don't do that here.
No, no, that's a fucking sin.
Man, don't smoke, man. It's bad for you, man. It's been 2 weeks, man. Bless you, Ivan. You are blessed because you have me.
Fuck you.
So, let's talk about you, Miguel and Ronya.
Ronya. Ronya ba yung sabi mo? Ronya. Sabi niya, Ronya. Pinag-isa mo na yung pangalan niya. Ronya.
Ronya. Ronya. Ronya, patinola ka naman, oh.
Pwede ba yun nalang tawag ko sa'yo? Ronya.
Ronya.
Ronya? Pili ko talaga naman.
Baby dami. Na lang. Baby na lang tawag mo sa kanya, boy.
Baby.
Bilis eh. Ayoko, wait, bilis.
Let me jump into, sorry, ah. Let me jump into conclusions and shit. Because I haven't been socializing with people for the past few months because of work and because of shit. Okay? So, let me be direct, if it's okay with you guys. So, si Mika. You guys have a thing.
Wait lang, wait lang.
Parang wait lang. Yan mo, you can stop me.
I heard my name. Why me? Okay, sorry. Carry on. Do your thing. I'm sorry.
Wala.
I'm sorry. Carry on. You may go on.
What yeah. Is, since tayo lang naman, di ba? It's just us. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tayo. It's too much. Too much. Hindi tayo 37. 6 lang tayo nga.
Okay, sige. You were saying, carry on.
So my thinking ni Lance, am I right, Lance? Bro?
Ay, puto. Oh, tama, tama.
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
Do you like mayonnaise yes. Butter?
Mayonnaise with butter?
Mayonnaise with butter?
Yuck.
Kadiri, you know? Pero that was not my question naman talaga kasi. Yung question ko is... May thing ba yan ni Mika?
Of course, we have.
Oh, di ba? There, we closed it. We closed the fucking deal. Fuck the mayonnaise with butter.
But mayonnaise with butter is good if you're using QP mayonnaise.
Ano?
Mayonnaise with butter is
para
good.
Para siyang lola nagsisong with friends.
Mayonnaise tastes better when you eat it on your pubic hair.
When you eat it with kipay.
Kadiri yan, bro. Honestly.
Anyway, what made you ask that? What made you ask that?
Nag-share ka, di ba?
Oo.
Yeah, so. Screw it. Missed it.
Okay lang. Ako naman nag-record this. So, mababasa ko to sa editing. Fuck you, bitch.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
We close that deal.
So kayo, Rebs. Ako naman ako magtatanong. Rebs, Rona May. Wait, nag-alandian ba kayo?
Hindi.
Ay, hindi. Bakit?
Bakit hindi? Dapat start na. Parang si...
Ano?
Bago ang pangit.
Ayaw siya kasi kayo.
Haven't smoked for 2 weeks, but because of you, motherfuckers, I was trying to smoke again.
Rona type mo ba si Rebs?
Sobrang totoo of 4KHD. I am answering for her. Yes, very, very sure.
Second question right here.
Ano raw?
Oh my god, no more. Aha, pengi ako, man.
No, bawal ka mag-yossi. Fuck you.
I got it.
Mika, bawal ka mag-yossi. Not on my watch.
You're a fucking liar.
Okay, bitch. Man, I got it, man.
No, you don't. Man, should we end the episode already? Medyo na hope.
Same with that.
Wala na tayo.
Give me that.
Man.
Let's just,
okay. Bigay mo
sa let's just end the man, episode. Go. Tapos mag-usapan na lang tayo. Para
gotcha, fam.
Sabahan sa baon eh.
No, we're not gonna end it. It's still content.
Man, sobrang sabaw na nito, gago. Sobrang weird na.
You have a lot of things right now. Where are we in the topic? Pero curious lang talaga ako eh. What's going on right now? Just, I don't know what's going on right now and who's with who and who's with what. So I'm just trying to fit in the, you know, information just to get the point.
Me and Mika are basically dating. That's all. Dating.
No. Not really. It's a one-sided thing.
Fuck you, Mika. Tang ina mo.
I don't do dates. I don't do that shit, man.
Fuck you, Mika. Tang ina. Gusto ko i-edit ko tong episode na to. Spite ako yung mga chats natin.
I just fuck around, man. You know. Just for the dick. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, let me take control of this shit, right? Huwag nyo na i-air to. You don't have to air it. I just wanted to know about what's going on.
Guys, I need to go.
Oh, eh?
What?
Bye-bye. It's something about my band.
Okay.
Happy Jokal, Ivan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alis na rin ako, Gago.
Uy, tangina mo, love. Huwag ka alis.
Okay, let's go back to the topic. Ano ba yung topic?
I don't know.
I have until 4.
Jesus Christ. Anong
oras na?
Gago, mag-4 na pala. What the fuck? Magda-3:30 na, gago.
Tang ina.
3:30.
Tulog na ako, tang ina nyo.
Rams. Man. I love you, man. I love you, man. Tulog ako. Kyle, I love you, man. Fuck you, man. Not quite again.
How about me?
That is not content. We're being objective right
How
here,
about
you know.
Me?
We wanna, you know, give
Rana, I haven't met you, but I love you, man.
I love you.
Oh shit.
How about me? Fuck
you. Ron, hindi pa kita namimit.
Kakantutan ba kayo?
Hindi.
Ayaw mo siya.
Unahan kita.
Wait lang. We're being out of topics.
Man, kanina pa tayo out of topic pa. Kaya sabi ko, let's end
the episode. Okay, let's see. Topic. Let's go back, okay? So I just wanted to know who's with what, who's with who, what's building up in that shit. I didn't mean
rap.
Anything... Kasi napayo si Oda sa inyo in my fucking room. Which is a big fucking deal. Okay? So you guys gotta own up.
Alright.
Because That's the challenge. The editing right there is the challenge, my friend. Cabron, I tell you, my friend.
Yeah.
About so it's up to you to challenge this to edit this shit and how to make it entertaining for your viewers. Anyway,
he got us your ribs. Wala na, game over.
Just a fit in on. But ko humihiga.
Man, ako rin higa na ako, Gargo. I'm too lazy.
O, tuloy mo lang, man. Mahikinig na. Pampatulog ko yan.
Pampatulog ang puta.
I'm very supportive with my friends who actually want to make content for people for their entertainment during these times where they can't go out.
Amats na si Gago, Gago.
Oh, Gago. Amats na amats na talaga.
Talatala pa. Talatang halatan.
But then I'm helping you.
I'm gonna get food, but I'm gonna be listening.
No.
Let her get food, guys.
Yeah,
two of you, let your honey bunny get some food, bro. That's how you deal with that shit. Tangina, ako lang pala yung single dito, mga food.
This kind of weird. Me too, high five.
Single din ako, Gago.
Oo nga. Lahat tayo, man.
Single tayong tatlo ni Rona.
Also me.
See this hand? That I'm supposed to give you a high five?
Screw that shit. You're road. You're fucking road. You know the man.
Okay, let's go back to topic. So what's the topic?
You're coming with me, I'm gonna get...
Good night, guys.
Let's end the show, please. Please, let's end the show tonight, man.
End mo na, tas usap na lang tayo.
Oh, gago, magbabay na tayo. Anyway, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for staying with us. Good night, motherfuckers. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ganun naman talaga yung end gem.
4 a.m. Is it?